So maybe it's something on paper. And I think we have this time, but poetry should use a new form of expression, like our phones, screens, which we can touch and to explore. Poetry is
rather than read it from a book.
Whether the Poetry from Poland campaign in the Powiększenie nightclub
is like junction of our senses.
Now, another important person involved in this year's Poetry from Poland was one of the organizers of the event, a slam poet himself, Wojtek Cichoń. I spoke to him when he was hosting the last Poetry from Poland slam of 2011 in the Powiększenie nightclub in the center of Warsaw.
Bierzemy parę poetów. Pierwszy będzie oznaczony kolorem zielonym, drugi będzie oznaczony kolorem czerwonym. Po występie tych poetów podnosicie odpowiednie kolor kartki do nas. Tak, ale tam się nie pytali.
Between acts, Wojtek and I slipped out of the crowded smoky bar and I asked him whether the Poetry from Poland campaign had been successful in presenting Polish poetry abroad.
There is this peculiar thing about spoken word poetry, that you go on stage and you perform it rather than read it from a book, so it's different. You get the connection with the audience. It's somehow more dynamic than, you know, regular poetry. Plus, we also had translations of our poems displayed during our performances, so I hope that some of the content was, you know, obvious. Maybe not culturally obvious, but as far as language goes. Yeah, I mean, the reactions of the people were various, ranging from very enthusiastical to somehow puzzled. Yeah, but then again, we had a great time and great time talking to the poets, because we also engaged local poets in every of the single cities that we were in. So Polish poets were performing on stage for like half an hour, and then we had a regular poetry slam for the local poets. So they were kind of engaged into the whole campaign also.
Wojtek has been described as a rapper and a poet, combining the best of both worlds. He's been on the Polish spoken word scene since it first started. When he's not working on his doctorate degree in American literature at Warsaw University, he's on stage hosting or slamming or rapping. So I wondered why he was so passionate about it.
I'm a sort of angry one. Yeah, I'm the angry one. But, you know, it's more of my the thing with my temper rather than the things that go around. Because I'm angry all the time and I'm frustrated all the time. So that's how I work.
You seem like such a gentle person.
You see, it's only the outside of me. No, I mean, yeah, I'm pissed at the world most of the time. But then again, you know, whatever works. I mean, poets are inspired by various things, ranging from politics, as you could see, finishing with, I don't know, the things they saw yesterday through their window. So, you know, whatever works.
So now let's hear something from this angry young Polish poet. This is Elfo Teoria featuring Wojtek Cichoń with Razem Czekamy na Noc, Together We Wait for the Night.
Moment, w którym mogę zbawić się ludzi nieświadomych obroną.
The Poetry from Poland campaign was initiated by the Book Institute in Warsaw and the British Council and took place as part of the 2011 Polish EU presidency. It had the honorary patronage of the mayor of the city of Warsaw, Hanna Gronkiewicz-Waltz, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Radosław Sikorski. The campaign partners included the Adam Mickiewicz Institute, the Polish Cultural Institute in London, the European Commission, and the Ministry of Culture and National Heritage, amongst others. So, with such prestigious partners supporting such an underground art form, what did they manage to achieve?
The whole idea behind poetry being on the underground and having like these sort of parties like we have now, events, is about showing people that poetry isn't something, you know, like for the elite or for the academic world, but poetry is like, maybe it sounds a bit cheap, but poetry is everywhere, and we have people that write poems, we have people that write songs, and they perform here. So we went sort of open up the idea behind poetry and serve it to people everywhere, because it's like people write stuff and they don't look at it as poetry, but then again they aren't the one who decide. The ones who decide is the audience, and whether they decide that the guy who won today writes poetry, his things are funny, a bit of songish, yeah, but they decided that he's a good poet, so yeah, here he is. So that's like...
So it's almost you see it as a kind of political democratic statement as well.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, the whole idea of poetry slam came from the U.S. and they have a really, you know, big democratic heritage or whatever. But then again, it's like opening up to various forms of poetry and to various people that want to perform, want to read, but they don't have, for example, a place to do that. So we provide this opportunity here.
I had to ask Wojtek the same question as I asked Veronika. Does poetry have a place in today's society?
It's a difficult question, but then again, we have difficult times. So most of the people that are trying to express themselves in these times use poetry, use music, use expression. And poetry is sort of, for me, poetry, I mean, it's every single act of expression. It can be a sort of poetry, right? We don't see, for example, songs as poetry, but they are. They use language. They are texts that convey some messages. The same with rap music. So I guess poetry right now is very valid in the times of, you know, the whole crisis thing. You know, average people want to express themselves, and they do it through language, through poetry, through slam poetry, as we could see it today. So I guess it has its place in the modern society, modern world, and it will have its place.
And with that, Wojtek had to run back on stage, hand out the prize to the best slam poet of the night, and close the last slam of 2011.
So unfortunately, this year's Poetry from Poland campaign has wound down. But feeling the energy, inspiration and passion from these two young poets and others that I met that night, I have no doubt that we will hear much about them in the future. Perhaps, in this time of doom and gloom, we should all let off a bit of steam by scribbling down a few words, taking a microphone in our hand and sharing our thoughts with those around us. I can't think of a nicer or more creative form of communication and expression. So for now, it's goodbye from me, Anna Piwowarska, and please tune in next week when Magdalena Jensen will be back. In the meantime, I'll leave you with some more plankton featuring